Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Thanks for tuning in. Well, guess what time it is? It is time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. We do this second hour on Live the Promise pretty much every Thursday, and here's my spiel again. It's always a vulnerable day for me because you're my guest, and if you don't call, you're going to be listening to me for the whole hour, which I'd so rather hear from you. Don't you think that's better? Here's my question. By the way, the number is toll-free. Here it is, 877-933-2484. So you can call even without knowing the question. If you trust me and if you love me, you'd call without even knowing the question. But here, I'll give it to you. What story from Scripture or passage from Scripture do you find yourself returning to time and time again? And I mentioned this the other day. One of my guests said this past year, and I'm still thinking about it. He said, whatever story you return to or whatever passage you return to tends to be part of your life script. Like there's something in there that God has for you, and you can find a part of your story. Like one of the stories that I go back to time and time again is the story of Joseph. Another one is Ruth, and another one is the Samaritan woman. And if nobody calls, I'm going to unpack the Samaritan woman during this hour, but I'd sure love to hear from you. And if you're driving, you don't need to know the reference. You can say, you know that passage that says, and I'll find it for you, okay? Here we go. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. What story from Scripture do you return to time and time again? Or maybe it's a passage. I asked my producer, Aaron, what his answer was, and he said it was, do you want to tell Aaron? You want me to talk for
you?
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, tell me.
I don't even know. I don't know what Gospels it's in, but I really appreciate the passage where it's talking about Peter sees Jesus out in the water and he walks on water, but he only can walk when he's watching Jesus, because I just feel like a lot of times in my own life, things kind of start to fall apart when I'm not keeping my eyes on what's really important.
Yeah. Wow.
So that really, really hits me when I hear people talking about that.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that so much, because that is true for all of us, isn't it? I mean, we're distractible, and when the winds start to blow, we start to look at the wind, right? Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Couple quick announcements while I wait for you to call. No pressure, but Now's a good time. We've the Live Free Challenge. You're not going to hear very many more spots now going into February, but you can sign up all the way into February. But the goal and the hope is that you're exercising during February. And if you are not an exerciser, I'm still inviting you to join us. What is the Live Free Challenge, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Last year, we partnered with International Justice Mission as well as Venture to help raise money to put an end to human trafficking and slavery. Such an amazing, noble cause. What I'm asking you to do, even if you're not an exerciser, is to consider joining us. LiveFreeChallenge.org. And all you need to do is decide how many miles you can bike, run, or walk. And like I've said many times, you can go to the mall and walk. And if you have a Fitbit, you can measure your steps. If you hit that 10,000 mark, that's about 4 miles. What if you hit the 10,000 mark just 3 out of your 7 days? That's 12 miles right there. That's 48 miles in a month. So what if you said, I'm going to walk 50 miles? You can do that. You can do that. And you can't fail at this, right? So what you go to do, you go to livefreechallenge.org. You just make your goal. And that's something you're shooting for, right? If you aim, at least you'll hit something close to it. And then if you want, you can post that on some of your social media sites, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram or whatever, and say, would you support me as I seek to help put an end to trafficking? Or maybe you squirm at the thought of asking for money. I sort of do as well. Then make a pledge that you feel like you can do on your own. Let's say you could say, I'm going to walk 50 miles. I'm pledging $50. That moves the purposes forward. Isn't that amazing? But this is the thing. Last year, we raised $50,000. This year, our goal is $63,000, and we're behind on as far as number of people who have signed up. So if I could get just a bunch of you to do something that feels doable to you, that would be amazing. 877-933-2484. 2484. Do we have a call ready to go, or are we still processing those? Okay, while we're waiting for those calls to come through, Nikki, Lewis, I'm so appreciative. Steve, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to look here at the Samaritan woman. I think we'll be able to get these calls on pretty soon. But this is so amazing because if just for context of this story, the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 had three strikes against her. One, she was a Samaritan, so that was considered a hated mixed race, which is so sad, but they were looked at as inferior. She was a woman, so she was considered an inferior gender, and she was known to be living in sin. And here's the deal. No respectable Jewish man would be caught dead talking to a person in public under even one of those circumstances. And yet, obviously, men were meeting her in the dark of night. But Jesus, he crosses every barrier to get to us. Isn't that amazing? And he met her face to face in public. We're going to hit a timeout on this amazing story because I've got some calls coming in. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is there a passage or a story from Scripture that you find yourself returning to time and time again? We've got Nikki checking in from Bloomington. Hey, Nikki, you're on the air.
I think it's Vicki.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From Bloomington. Hi.
Hey, Vicki, good to see you. All right, what do you got for me today?
Oh, I go to Job all the time. Job, because when I don't understand why God lets six of my son's grandbabies or son's his children die before they're even born, I don't understand that. But then I go to Job and I read, "Were you there when I told the sea this far and no further? Were you there when I create the snow? Were you there?" All those things, I don't understand. How does God talk to thunderbolts and lightning and tell him when to go and what to do? I don't understand that. It's okay that I don't understand God. It's perfectly okay. He's so much bigger than we are, and he loves us, and he does good for us, though we don't understand it.
Mm. Wow, Vicki, thank you so much. I think somebody needed to hear what you had to say, and I am so sorry for the multiple losses of grandbabies, and I love that you can look to the Lord and say, "I don't understand, but you're still God." And you've got a quiverful waiting for you in heaven, waiting to see their grandma.
Yep.
So wow, you are an inspiration, Vicki. Thank you so much for that call.
Good, absolutely. Blessings on you.
And
bye-bye.
You as well. It's Talk to Me Thursday. What passage of Scripture or story from Scripture do you go back to time and time again? It kind of reveals a life script, something that God is teaching you on a deeper level, so you can maybe teach others. Lewis is checking in. Hey, Lewis, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Susie. How are you?
Hey, you saved the day. Thank you so much for calling today.
Well, you're welcome. I love listening to your program, but I heard it today and I had to call in because one of my favorite passages is New Testament, John 15. And the necessity of us abiding in him. If we don't abide in the branch, then we're going to get pruned and we won't bear fruit. But if we do abide in him, then we will bear fruit that will remain. And I always kind of like that. I keep coming back to that.
Yeah, I
the
love
need to abide in Jesus.
Yep. I go back to that too, Lewis. And there's a part in there where Jesus says, you know, "I've appointed you to bear fruit that lasts." And then he says, "It's to my Father's glory that you bear fruit that lasts. I've appointed you to bear much fruit." So there's an abundance, there's an aboundingness to it. And when I always think of that, Jesus said, "I appointed you," I always think then the enemy's counterattack is to try to bring disappointment. Because if he can get us to a place of disappointment, that's when we look down, that's when we look away, that's when we go our own way. And when I feel disappointed, I go back to the appointment in John 15. Wait a minute, I'm even in this place.
And there's lots of ways we can abide in him. And we spend time in worship and in prayer, music. Riding in the car, worshiping, and serving others. And serving others, I find that that's just a reminder, I'm able to do this and help serve my friends, my family, and that's what it's all about.
Wow, thank you.
Others.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bless you, Susie.
Bless you
Bye-bye.
Too, sir. Bye-bye. All right, Steve's checking in. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
No problem. Thank you, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
So a biblical story that I always end up kind of gravitating towards or back to is that of Stephen and the stoning of Stephen, and how he had exclaimed out to God as he was being stoned to death, "God, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
Amazing.
And I find myself in difficult situations, kind of in a way in the battlefield through a day-to-day basis, where occasionally I'll come upon that in my thought processes again, is forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And I don't know why it just keeps on kind of repeating. And when you had mentioned, Susie, about something that kind of keeps on repeating in your lifetime, that is something that kind of comes to mind for me.
So. Well, which means it's a powerful part of the message that God has. And you think of that story, how, you know, God was standing up, you know, when Stephen was being stoned, and just the idea of when he's interceding, like, you know, that was it Christ who was standing up. He saw a vision of Christ standing up, if I remember right. But just the idea of when we are in that place of interceding for the very people who are persecuting us, that gets heaven's attention. I mean, that's a powerful story. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome, Susie. Thank
you. God bless you, sir. Thanks, Steve. All right, who do I have next here? Pat, number four. Pat, hey, Pat, you're on the air. Nope, sorry, lost Pat. Wendy, how are you today?
I'm freezing in Minnesota. How are you?
Yeah, I'm inside, but I'm about to be freezing in a little while. Way to keep the chin up, though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite story is when I started studying the Bible, it was in Genesis, and Abraham, he taught us how to trust God, and with his own, you know, he was given the son that he had waited his entire life for, and I couldn't understand how he could trust God in that, because I have three kids for myself, but I happened to be going through a really bad time during that time, and I was a new believer, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this whole thing a try. I am going to trust God 100%, or at least as much as I humanly can, right?
Yeah.
And through the trust, God has just been so faithful to me. And so every time I'm going through a hard time, I'm thinking, am I really looking at God? Am I really trusting him during this situation? And, you know, he's just so faithful.
So great. Oh, man. Again, yeah. I think someone needed to hear that today, because I think we lose so much peace,
you,
you know, when we cling and we white knuckle. And it takes a lot of guts to entrust your kids to the Lord. I just think it does. It's no small offering, no small thing. And I'm so grateful you've seen him take care of you. Wow. Thanks for the call.
Yes. Thank you, Susie. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bless you. We have to pause and break, but Nancy, you're up next. And Leslie, on the road in Minnesota. Melissa, I see you as well. 877-933-2484. So it's Talk to Me Thursday, and here is the question. What's a verse? You don't have to have the verse, but like a passage from Scripture or a story that you go back to time and time again. And, you know, the sense is, as a guest told me this last year, that it's kind of a life script for you, where you go back to it again and again, because it's part of your story, and it's something that you share out of, and maybe it's something that you know. I would love to hear from you. You don't even have to know where it is. Just tell me the story. We'll talk about it. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. Really great day. I am, because you're giving me a call. I appreciate that. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday. Every Thursday, about a few minutes before second hour, a little nausea comes on because I don't think anybody's going to call. But hey, you do, and I appreciate it so much. Every Thursday, second hour, I throw out a question for Talk to Me Thursday, and here it is. Is there a Bible passage or a story from Scripture that you so identify with that you find yourself returning to it time and time again? Give me a call, 877-933-2484. You don't even have to know where it is. Just say, you know that story, and let's talk about it. 877-933-2484. Nancy's checking in. Hey, Nancy, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. Tell me about your story or your passage.
I have one of each, actually.
Great.
My story is Esther.
Oh, yes.
I love the story of Esther. I love how she listened to God and her uncle and kept her identity secret and ended up saving her entire nation of people.
Yeah.
By trusting God and going through all of the things that she had to go through to become the queen, and then the wicked Haman gets it in the end.
Yeah, we like that part. You know, it is such an amazing story. And you think about, Nancy, some of the parts of that story that just boggle my mind, like the part where when Mordecai comes to the gate and he's weeping. So initially she wants to give him a change of clothes. I'm thinking she doesn't want him to get in trouble. She wants to clean him up. But, you know, and that might be our initial response, is we want to do something to fix something on a smaller scale. But when she realized this was a much larger scale problem, because he would not bow to, you know, to man. He was like, no, I'm making a statement about my people. She rises up and, I mean, risks her life for her people. The kind of courage that took is so amazing, and it's something we can all learn from, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Hmm. It's really an astounding story, and I read it again and again. I just love that one.
Me too.
And my verse is Genesis 2:18.
Tell me that one. Which one is that?
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Hmm. I will make a helper suitable for him.
Very
and
good.
It goes on to the creation of Eve and, you know, man and his wife becoming one flesh. And I'm counting on God to come through for me with that.
Okay, so you're hanging on to that one. And it just shows God's heart and his love, isn't it, that doesn't want you to be alone. So, well, Lord, I pray for Nancy that you prepare her, Lord, for what you have for her. And I pray, God, that you prepare the man as well. And we pray for divine timing, a divine encounter, and I pray for peace and joy in the meantime. And we just say thank you that you give good gifts to your kids and you withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. Thank you for Nancy. We commit her to you now in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Susie.
Thanks for calling. Awesome as well. All right, Leslie's checking in. Hey, Leslie, you're on the air.
Hey, mine was Esther, too. And what I always loved about Esther was she lived that boldness.
Yeah.
Where she boldly went before the king. I mean, she had no right to do it. She had no place to do it. And she had no fear in doing it. And mm-hmm. to live a life that would say, you know what, I'm going to have that boldness with God and that willingness to ask for the ridiculous from him.
Mm-hmm.
And to come to him in any condition that I'm in, knowing that his condition is what makes me right before him.
You know, I just thought of, Leslie, that's so good. But as you're talking about her boldness, another thought that came to me about her story is when she first came to the palace, she was very humble. And it's like she was one of the few that weren't demanding things. And I think that earned her credibility. So her humility and her grace really is, I think, what God moved on and promoted her. And at the right time, then she had some equity where when it was time to be bold, she could do it. And what a beautiful combination of humility and boldness, you know?
Totally. And her beauty came from spending time in the Holy Spirit, not in her own beauty or in her own clothing, but, you know, she mm-hmm. was in other than herself. And I thought that was really cool.
Fantastic, so, Leslie. Thank you for sharing. See, this is why I love this question, because people are getting different Bible lessons as they listen to the things you guys love about these stories. So thanks for driving and calling us at the same time. And God bless your day, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 877-933-2484. Melissa's up next, but I see Talina, Glenn, Lori, Kelly. Hang with me, Nancy. Melissa, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Talk about that passage.
Well, it's one that, you know, at times in my life where I've just felt down or depressed or, you know, hopeless, just any kind of trials that come in my life, I've always gone back to that verse because, you know, when you start to think that, oh, I'm going to fail or I can't do it, and then just going back to that verse, there is always a hope. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and God's always there for you.
Hmm. Beautiful. Melissa, thank you so much for that. I think someone needed to hear you say that today. God bless you. Love that. Talina's checking in, and Glenn, you're up next. Hey, Talina, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
I am very blessed, thank you.
Good. Do you have a story or a passage that ministers to you that you return to time and time again?
Yes, that is. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yeah. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And he will mount them up on wings as eagles.
Beautiful. Talk about what that means to you.
Well, the Holy Spirit's been telling me that for 2 years now. Mm. And I have learned that I am not and should not get in front of what the Lord is doing in my and my family's life. And by his tender, loving care, he always gently corrects me when I try to move too fast.
He's good
so
that way.
So praise be to the Most High God, because I just love him, and that just helps me to stay meek and low and humble and submissive until he tells me what I am to do next.
Well, and when it's time to take flight, there'll be no missing it, because as you humble yourself, he will raise you up, Talina. And I just wish you God's best. Thank you for sharing that.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And you. Wow. Glenn is checking in. And Lori, Kelly, Nancy, I see you. But Glenn is up next. Hey, Glenn, I just want to give you a quick heads up. We've got about a hard break in about 3.5 minutes. So I want to hear everything you have to say, though. You're on the air.
Okay. Mike's verse is Psalms 51.
Talk to me about that one.
Well, it says, wash me from my sins and created me a clean heart. And I was a bad sinner in my past life, and it just touches me, that verse.
Love that. And you go down a little further, restore to me the joy of your salvation, make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners, and they will return to you. And Glenn, that's a great passage when you think about you once were lost, now you're found, and you remember where you came from, but now you know you're new, and now you can teach others what you've learned. That's really powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And you did that in like 30 seconds flat. So we're going to grab one more call. Lori is checking in from Burnsville. Hey, Lori, you're on the air.
Hi. My verse that I return to time and time again is in Luke 7:40-50. It's about when Jesus is dining in the home of the Pharisee of Simon, and the woman comes in and anoints his feet with oil and kisses them.
Yeah.
And it speaks to me because of she's operating out of a place of unworthiness, brokenness, and yet hope and love. And she's just reaching out and God with gratitude for all he's the debt she owes, I owe. And she's just doing something simple and practical and just loving them the best she can.
I love that. There's that vulnerability again and a humility, but it also there's a boldness for her to show up at a party where women wouldn't really be welcome and to have such a vulnerable display of her love. Once again, that's courage and conviction and vulnerability all wrapped up. And I just think those are to me, the most fantastic types of Christians. Those are the ones you want to be around who have that combination, don't you think?
There's just so much to keep unpacking there. Every time you read it, you can see something new.
Yeah. Well, may God continue to bring revelation in that passage for your life, Lori, and what he wants to teach you and teach through you. Well, Kelly, you're up next, and she's the last call on the board. So if you want to call us, now's a good time. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Here's the question. Is there a passage or a story from Scripture that you find yourself returning to time and time again? 877-933-2484. And there's something hidden in there. If you keep returning to it, God has something there, not only for you, but I think something he wants to do through you as well. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. So much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. So it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursdays. Every Thursday, second hour, we pitch a question for you, and you are my guest. So if you don't show, you got me, and I'm so glad you're showing up. Here's the question. Is there a Bible passage or a story from Scripture that you find yourself returning to time and time again? And I asked this question. I think it was John Eldridge who said this past year, that is part of your life script, that there's something in there that God has for you. And I think it's such an interesting thought. What is the story that you return to? Or maybe there's a go-to passage that's just in you and part of you and kind of an anchor for you. 877-933-2484. We've got Kelly checking in. I'm not sure what city, but hey, Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, tell me what you got for me today. Is it a passage or a story?
Well, it's a story. It's Mary and Martha.
Mm-hmm.
When Martha, I love Martha because to me, Martha always would tell Jesus like it is. And so when Mary's at the feet of Jesus and Martha says to Jesus, Lord, don't you care? My sister has left me to serve alone. And then Jesus answers and says, and it's that classic thing, you know, Martha, Martha. And a lot of times when I've heard that quoted, it almost sounds like people are making Jesus sound like he's scolding Martha. But I don't think Jesus is a scolder. I don't think that's something he does. I think he is so much more loving to us.
Yeah.
So he says, Martha, Martha, thou art troubled or burdened or distracted about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that better thing, and it will not be taken away from her. And about 2 years ago, we're involved in the leadership of starting a brand new church up in Alexandria, Minnesota. And that's when God really gave me this, because there's just so many things, so many things. And even in just daily life, I can get so burdened by the different things. And the Lord just keeps bringing me back to, first, you know, I think it was so great. I think he said Martha's name twice to really let her know that she had his attention, because she was feeling left.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't care. Lord, don't you care? And I think a lot of times that's how I can feel when I'm getting distracted and burdened. Lord, don't you care? Are you even, and the fear and all of that. And the people we depend on, like she was depending on her sister, have left me to serve alone. I'm here trying to do all this. And Jesus, I just hang on every word of his response, because I can identify with Martha's heart there. And so he says her name twice. And then he says, he identifies with where the pressure is, you know, and that he understands her heart.
Yeah.
You're troubled. You got all this stuff. But one thing is needed. And I'm getting so much from the Lord. He keeps showing me more, because it's like, well, what is that one thing? You know, the
I have to jump in. I'm so sorry, Cal. I have to jump in because our call screen's lighting up. But I want to just, oh, so good. I wish I could keep going with this. But the idea of Jesus' tenderness when we're going at it on our own, you imagine him grabbing our shoulders in a tender heart and then saying only one thing is needed, as far as may everything flow out of that place of intimacy where first it's you and me. But you're so right, Kelly, that it starts with his tender heart towards us. I think that's just beautiful. Oh, man, I wish we could keep talking. 877-93-FAITH. We've got another Kelly checking in on line one here. Hey, Kelly, Kelly. Got another Kelly. Frenchie. Kelly, sorry, you're next. Frenchie checking in from Waterloo. Cute name, by the way. I sure like that. You're on the air. Do you have a passage or a story for us today?
A passage. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So what really struck me about this is I used to have a lot of anxiety many years ago, and the Lord was speaking to me about the anxiety, and what he told me was, in my spirit, anxiety is the collapse of a false god. And when I realized that, the anxiety stopped.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Frenchie. I think someone needed to hear that today. Anxiety is a collapse of a false god, where we're maybe expecting something to prop us up, and it doesn't anymore. Wow. Thank you for sharing that today.
Yeah, sure.
God bless you. All right, now we've got Kelly and Tim from Richfield. You're up next. Hey, Kelly, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
No problem. Hey, thanks so much, Susie. I just want to say I appreciate you so much before I start. So
thank you.
My Bible verse is from Psalm 46:10, which is, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And I am going through a hard time in my marriage. Mm. And so God just keeps reminding me that, you know, that he's God.
Yeah. Wow. Kelly, can I pray for you?
But, That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I'd really appreciate it.
It's hard, hard, hard. When it's marriage, it's so... It doesn't get any more close to home than that. And, Lord, I pray for Kelly. Oh, God, I pray. Surround her with your favor and your mercies. And as you charge her to be still, may she, by the power of your Spirit, feel this stillness in her, that still small voice calling her to just rest in your presence as you speak to the storm, Lord God. I ask you to heal her marriage, heal her heart, grab hold of her husband, bring unity back to the marriage in any way it's necessary, Father. And I just ask for this story, the way the enemy has come against them, that you turn it around for good and bring a fruitfulness out of their marriage in Jesus' name. May she see the God who fights for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Awesome.
Bless you, dear.
Thank you, Susie.
Wish I could hug you, honey. Don't give up hope, okay? God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, so hard. All right, Tim, checking in from Richfield. Hey, Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Buddy.
What's that? Oh,
yeah.
You have painting buddy.
I'm the painter buddy.
Come
yeah.
on. It's been a long time. You doing all right?
I'm doing great, except you get guests on like that, and you almost make me cry. So.
No, exactly.
Hey, Psalms 41 through 3 is my life verse,
mm-hmm.
and it's also a real verse of hope, you know? I wait patiently for the Lord.
Yeah.
He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the mire, the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. And he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And then the part that's such a part of hope, you know, for me, he put a new song yeah. in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God.
Mm.
Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. I mean, it's just such a verse of hope, and
yeah.
and you know, I was there in the pit, and he pulled me out, and sometimes I have trouble reading that verse because about halfway through, I start
yeah.
I start feeling and experiencing the goodness of the Lord in my life. So,
well, I'd say that your emotions that are surfacing, Tim, are just a sign of a humble, grateful heart. I mean, it's still close to you, and. And that was also a passage of mine in the worst places of the storms. It is so, such a visual, isn't it? That not only does we wait, and then he reaches, he gets us, and he restores us to the point that others see what he does for us, and then they look to him for themselves. I mean,
yeah.
that it's just an amazing testimony, isn't it?
Yeah. He's mm-hmm. allowed me to do prayer ministry now, and mm-hmm. I look at that and see that, you know, people are hurting and they need the love of the Lord, and he's you know, filling me up, this vessel up, and pouring me out and using me in the life of other people.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
The last part of the verse is coming to life in my life. So
yeah. Well, thank you for stewarding your story, Tim, and thanks for listening. We sure appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll talk again.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lori's next and then Terry's next after that. Hey, Lori, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey. What you got for us today? Is there a story or a passage from Scripture that you return to time and time again?
It's the passage of Scripture. It's the first chapter of James in the first few verses where it says, you know, count it all joy, because it lets me refocus and see a bigger picture and know that God's working and he's got something bigger planned than just my little thing right now.
Amen. That's so good. And that's
and,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And then it goes on to say, if you don't have wisdom, ask him for it and he'll give it to you. And so there's hope there that you're going to understand why things are happening at some point.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Lori, thank you for that. I just love the word of God. And again, it's a reminder when you're in the storms that God's after something in us and he's doing something in us and we will need wisdom and he's already promised to provide it. Wow. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
God bless you, Laurie. Thanks for calling.
Have a great
day. You too. All right. Terry's checking in from Eden Prairie. Hey, Terry, you're on the air.
Hey, Susie.
How you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for calling. Do you have a story or a passage
yeah.
for me today?
I do have a verse, John 11:25, where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Talk about that one.
Yeah, so, you know, I find so much encouragement in that verse and the hope that it brings into eternity. And you know, I want to share that hope with others, and I'm you know, I'm trying to start a small group, and you know, I've been praying for wisdom and insights. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Susie, you're a wonderful woman and a wonderful woman of God. And I'm wondering if you would pray for me.
Yeah, I will do that right now. And friends, as we listen, would you kind of join with me in prayer for Terry as he's stepping out in faith to do this great thing? Father, we thank you for Terry. Thank you for his tender heart. Thank you that you are a resurrection God, that you call the things that are dead, you bring them back to life again, and you've done that for us, to us, in us, and through us. And I pray that faith would rise up in Terry, and courage would rise up in Terry, and you'd put him in the right place at the right time because his steps are ordered by you. Connect him with the right people at the right time. And I pray not just for anybody, but for the right people to be in this group that you've given him a vision for. And I pray it would be transformational, that you would just lead them and guide them, and they would be knitted together, Lord God, as friends, as brothers and sisters in Christ. And you would start to use them as a group in ways that Terry never imagined. Things start small, small steps, small seeds, small little pieces of faith, but then they grow into something great when we walk it out and obey you. So I just pray, give Terry a vision for where you're taking him. Give him the courage and the grit to take these small first steps. And I pray you blow him away with what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you for calling, Terry. God bless you. All right, we've got one more segment left, so time for a few more calls if you want. Talk to me Thursday, and the question is there a story from Scripture or a passage that you keep returning to time and time again? Maybe it just fits your story. Maybe it gives you encouragement, like Joseph, all the hardship that Joseph went through before he went from the prison to the palace. Or maybe it's the Samaritan woman, the way Jesus treated her and loved her, and all of a sudden a whole community was affected by her one encounter with the Lord. Is there a story? I'd love to hear. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Boy, it's so easy to get caught in the rat race and forget who we are, whose we are, what we possess in Jesus, because we belong to him. It was a radical transformation, a radical transaction to go from death to life, from having a debt to having our debt paid because of what Jesus did on the cross. What an amazing, scandalous gift. No? Wow. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And most second hours on Thursdays, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I throw out a question to you and you answer it, because I don't book guests for this segment because you're my guest. And here's the question. Is there a story from Scripture that you return to time and time again? Or maybe a passage that's kind of just your go-to. You go there again and again. Well, I think it was John Eldridge who said this past year when he was on the show that that's part of your life script. There's something in that living, breathing Word of God or that story that is something that you so resonate with that God's going to just use you to be able to teach others. And boy, there's a number of those kinds of passages and stories for me. But we've got one segment left. About 8 minutes left. Take a few more calls. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We've got Kendra checking in from Wisconsin. Hey, Kendra, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Susie.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. I wish I had some coffee or tea or some dessert to serve you, but I'm super glad you're here. So tell me, do you have a passage for us?
Yes, I have a passage. It's 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Oh.
And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. Hmm. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I just think it's amazing, first, that we can behold the glory of the Lord, and then that we can be transformed into that.
Yeah.
Image.
I love it too. I mean, you think about it. Those of us who've had the veil removed, we can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. The Lord whose spirit, he makes us more like him as we're changed into his image. Again, that's just as I was opening this segment with, it's just a marvelous miracle. And I never want that to get lost on us, right?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kendra, thank you for listening and thank you for pointing us to such a beautiful passage. That is powerful. I'm going to be thinking about that one again for a while. Bless you. Thank you, dear sister.
Thank you.
Have a great day. 877-933-2484. Katerina, I think I'm saying that right, checking in from Canada. Hey, Katerina.
Hi. It's been a long, long time.
Yes.
I just caught this show late because I have to listen to it online. But my psalm, my go-to, and especially through health trials and that sort of thing, has been Psalm 18:2. And it's, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Yeah.
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And it has brought me through so many trials and tribulations. I'm like Joseph right now. I'm in the on the other end. But, oh, how it touches my heart to know what I've been through and feel the blessings of where I have come into.
Mm. So, wow. Celebrate with you, Katerina. And Psalm 18 is, again, one of my huge go-tos. There's so much, especially when you've dealt with health stuff, you do feel like the ropes of death are wrapped around you and pulling you down, and that God would reach up and restore us, you know, and give us his arm, his shoulder, his, what is it? Your right hand sustains me. You give me your shield of victory. Your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. That's in that Psalm 18 passage, and puts our feet on high places. There's so much about, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to strengthen you, and you're going to be mighty in battle. Wow, I love that passage, and I celebrate with you that you're doing so well. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. All right, one more call. Marcia's checking in. Hey, Marcia.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
So my story that I go through all the time is the story of Job.
Hmm. Talk about that one.
I'm new in faith, and every time I feel myself slipping away from the Word, I have to remind myself, are you doing Job? You need to be thrown overboard. And it kind of puts me back in check and gets me back on track that, okay, I need to leave my old days.
Marcia, I'm so sorry I have to jump in because the noise around your phone is so loud we can't hear you. But what I did capture from Marcia was the story of Job needing to return to it time again. Someone else called and said the same thing, and it's such a good reminder, especially if we want to blame God, feel sorry for ourselves, hearing God say, was it you who told the water, you know, where to begin and the land to end? I mean, we have to remember he's a star-breathing God, and he's ultimately in control, and he loves us. We're going to play a song by Hillsong called Calvary, and it covers it all, our sin and our shame. They don't count anymore. Wait till you hear this song. We're going to listen for a bit, and then I'll come back and pray.
The Savior alone carried the cross for all of my days. He paid the cost. Salvation complete. Now forever I'm free. Calvary covers it all. Calvary covers it all.
Well, Father, we come before you and we thank you that Calvary covers it all, that our sin and shame don't count anymore. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you that you love us. Lord, forgive us for returning time and time again to our not enoughness, forgetting that you are more than enough, God, that you've wiped the slate clean and that you're making us holy. You've made us perfect while you're making us holy, as Scripture says. Help us, Lord, to walk in your presence as we live here on earth. Help us to trust that our identity is secure and not up for grabs. Help us, Lord, to be full of faith and courage. Help us to trust you with those deep hurts under the surface so we can be set free and be conduits of freedom to others. I do pray, God, that your word would come alive in the days ahead, that it would flow out of our mouths, that people would hear you, encounter you, and know you better because of the way that we follow you, Lord. We pray, grow your likeness in us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you're not tired of us, and you will never tire of us. You are for us, not against us. Thank you for the dear listener today. I pray that you tend to the desires of his heart, tend to the desires of her heart, and do a miracle, and one that they hardly believe could happen, I pray. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I always so appreciate you tuning in. Such an honor to do this journey. I just love you. Really do. And remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.